Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. We're so happy that you're here this morning. My name is Doug Walker, and I'll be serving as your liturgist this morning, but I guess I can officially say that I am your new associate pastor. It is a blessing to be here, and I have thanked the bishop over and over and over again. He's getting tired of hearing from me saying thank you for giving me Asbury. Just a few announcements, please. And before we get there, make sure on the welcoming pads that we have on the aisle side of every pew, please record your attendance with us this morning just so we can have a record of that. And before the offering, we receive this morning's offering, I'm going to ask Amy Shores to come forward to give an update on the OMP mission project that the kids, the seniors just got back yesterday. So I'm not understanding how she is vertical instead of horizontal today. Just a few announcements, please. On Thursday, July the 6th, the children's ministry is going to have time out for Tanico. It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be from 8:30 to 4. It's for kindergarten through the fifth grade. The cost is $10, and that includes the lunch and the snacks. So if you're interested in going, please contact Miss Laura by Wednesday, July the 5th. The news on the youth side is next Sunday is July the 9th is the last day for the money and paperwork to be submitted to go to the assembly. So make sure that that is done if your youth is going, and if you need a scholarship, please let Miss Amy know this week. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, especially on this wonderful celebration of our nation's birthday. Amen? Why don't we all stand and welcome each other and pass the peace of Christ. Please stand for the posting of the colors. Thank you. Would you please remain standing for our call to worship found in your bulletin? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. You shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Please remain standing for a hymn of praise, the Star-Spangled Banner. Seated. If you would open your bulletins with me and join in our congregational prayer. Almighty God, you rule all the people of the earth. Inspire the minds of all women and men to whom you have committed the responsibility of government and leadership in the nations of the world. Give to them the vision of truth and justice, that by their counsel all nations and peoples may work together. Give to the people of our country zeal for justice and strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Forgive our shortcomings as a nation. Purify our hearts to see and love the truth. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, good morning. I'm seeing a lot of red, white, and blue. Why is that? What are we celebrating?
Independence Day. Independence Day.
That is correct. That's Tuesday, right? And what do we do on Independence Day? Fireworks. We eat a lot. What else? Do we have cake? Yeah. But the big thing is to do fireworks, right? Well, the reason why is I was talking about that was because we always talk about having our freedom. We stand up to say we're American, right? And that's what we're celebrating. But my true question today is not only to you, but to everyone here, do we stand up and say that we're a Christian? Do we stand up and go, you know, I'm a Christian? Because sometimes if we say we're a Christian, will we get maybe talked about? Yeah, don't we? And we don't really do that. And so I want us to think about that. we always, when it comes around to Memorial Day or July 4th, we always talk about our freedom. But I want us to stand up every day and say, I am a Christian. Not only am I American, but I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ. Whether that be to our friends, whether that be to someone you see at the grocery store, or someone that you see at the park, or someone that you may even come in contact with on Tuesday when you're celebrating July 4th. So as you say on Tuesday, I'm an American, and I have the freedom to do things, I want you to stand up also and say, I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ because of what he has done for me. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, we pray that we would never be ashamed to stand up and to tell others about what you have done for us and what you want to do for them. Help us to have the courage to stand up and say, I am proud to be a Christian. Amen.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Before our ushers come forward this morning, I've asked Amy Shores to come and give us an OMP update. They just made it back yesterday, and a lot of exciting stuff took place. Amy?
So we just returned yesterday afternoon from First United Methodist Siloam Springs. where we served over 27 neighbors. We helped build ramps. We did some decks. We did steps. We hung some doors, did some yard work. We just did all kinds of different projects. We had 12 students from Asbury that attended. I would like to thank Chris Bird, Hannah Shelton, Elizabeth Shores, Sam Shores, Annalette Eby, Austin York, and Jane New, who is a former Asbury member, also met us up there and helped. So big thanks to all of them for giving up their week to be with us. Yeah, it was awesome. Our students not only grew in construction knowledge, but they also grew spiritually. We had times of extended prayer, students stepping up and leading in worship, volunteering to pray, just really ministering to one another. Be looking for a slideshow. I'm going to try to post a slideshow this afternoon on Facebook and on the website so that y'all can see some of the pictures of what we did. And next year, we already know that we're going to be serving in El Dorado the second week of June. So put it on your calendars. We'll still be needing more help next year. And again, thanks to everyone who supported us in prayer and financially, gathering tools, all that you guys did to make this trip possible.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. One of the things that I neglected to mention this morning, that after this service, please plan on joining us in the Wilson Activity Center for a lunch. We were going to hold it on the grounds and call it Lunch on the Lawn, but because of the impending weather, I guess maybe we'll call it Cuisine on the Carpet now. One other ministry announcement. We have such wonderful ministries going on in this church. The prison ministry has won another award. Reverend Joe Wilkerson was presented the Longstanding Gold Award at the Pollards of Excellence Awards Banquet of 2017. Director Sheila Sharp presented the award because of Reverend Wilkerson's long service in the Central Unit of Correction. He has served since 2001, and this award is a statewide award. Let's give Reverend Wilkerson a hand. As we go to the Lord in prayer, I would be mindful to ask you to look over those on the back of the bulletin that have asked for prayer. Mary Wolf, Laura Stinnett, Steve Adkins, Caroline Tatum, Emily Evans, and also some exciting news, prayers of joy for Ryan and Lindsay Freeman in the birth of their daughter, Nora Sloan. Amen. So if you see them, they have been blessed. Let us pray. God of our nation, we give you praise that we live in a country where we can openly and freely praise and worship you without fear of retaliation or even death, as did the early churches. Grant us grace that comes only from you to see others as you see them and love them as you love them. Give us wisdom and words to defeat the spirit of divisiveness and anger in our country as only signs that we are uniquely made by you, and remembering that we are all made in your holy image. Bless us, Lord, as we bless your church and your ministry with these tithes and offerings, and it is an honor to give back to you what you have so lovingly given to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please turn to page number 697 for our hymn of meditation, America.
This morning I share a brief word with you taken from Galatians 5, 1 and 13 through 14. May the people of God be blessed in this hearing and reading of God's holy word as we find it in Galatians 5, 1 and then the 13th and 14th verses. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The word of God for the people of God. When I was in high school, I was in the band, and we would go to all the football games. It didn't matter where it was in the state. It didn't matter if it was hot, cold, raining. We were there playing for the first quarter, the second quarter, through the halftime show, because we were a military show band, kind of a combination of the two. And the band director allowed us to have the third quarter off. So we would race to the concession stands and visit with one another, go in the crowd and visit some of our friends there. But he warned us to be back at the beginning of the fourth quarter, or he would find a way to call us out. That third quarter was called free time. Oh, we looked forward to free time. And when we got back at the fourth quarter and began to play, you'll know your age when I tell you some of the songs that we played that were contemporary at that day. The theme of Rocky, Eye of the Tiger. The theme from The Sting. And if you ever played in a high school band, you know how to play the horse. There you go. Today, and more specifically on Tuesday, we celebrate something else called free time. Because of the efforts and sacrifices of countless soldiers and of our leaders throughout history, we have four specific freedoms that we embrace, in which we are grateful. We have the freedom of worship, thanks be to God. We have the freedom of speech. We have the freedom from want. And we have the freedom from fear. These freedoms are precious, and people embrace these freedoms in their lives and are so very grateful. Jesus taught us about freedom. Indeed, one of his very first sermons in the temple was quoting from Isaiah 61. And we find this account in Luke 4, 18 through 20. In his first sermon, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord." His witness in that message, his witness to us, is commissioning us as soldiers of the cross, relieving the impoverished and the oppressed, visiting those in the prisons, giving them hope again, helping the spiritually and the physically blind, and sharing with others about the coming of the Lord. In other words, in the practice of our salvation, we never have free time from being a part of the gospel alive. In our way, we are privileged to share, privileged to grow, privileged to serve all the days of our lives. And what joy. So on this birth of the independence of our nation, what shall we give? Give of yourself. Be content. Feel grateful. Express gratitude. Remember your blessings and then share them, that you and I may become a blessing to others. If the only gift that you and I give to our nation on its birthday is a gift to grace to another human being, then we have given the greatest gift that we can give to another human being, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the love of God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit. We've celebrated, sung, and been, aren't you full? And just been filled with the music today. America the free. In Christ we are about to celebrate that we are free from selfishness and transformed into selflessness. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As we begin to prepare our hearts and minds for Holy Communion, I would like to remind you that if you require gluten-free wafer for communion, please just notify the pastor or the communion steward as you come forward. And an offering plate is going to be placed in the center aisle. And those are for love offerings that fund our community ministries, and that ministry provides charitable assistance to people in need. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Almighty God, creator of the universe, ruler of all nations, judge of all flesh, you have placed us, your people, in this land made rich with rivers, forests, mountains, and creatures great and small. Here you set before the founders and pioneers of this nation an opportunity beyond measure to build a realm of justice, peace, and freedom. Here you continue to call your people, freed from the law and baptized into Christ Jesus, to be a sign of your reign in all the world. For such a place, such a vision, and such a calling, we give you thanks, praying may ever join afresh the dreams you set before us as we join with your people in every land on earth and with all of the company of heaven in your unceasing praise. Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Above all, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who sends us into the world to declare the good news of your kingdom to every creature. Justice to all peoples, good news to the poor, release for prisoners, sight for the blind, and freedom for the oppressed. On the night before he was arrested and sentenced to death by the authorities of his own nation, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took the bread, gave thanks unto you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks unto you, and gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this, all of you, and be redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ." And so we remember and proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pour ourselves out before you in praise and thanksgiving, a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. So pour out your Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make known Christ to us in the breaking of this bread and the sharing of this cup. Renew our fellowship in him, that we may be for the world his body poured out for the world at this time in this nation. And at that great banquet in the fullness of your new creation, where justice flows like rivers, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, where none shall hunger or thirst, neither shall they learn war anymore. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Those who are going to be assisting us are invited to come forward at this time.
Oh,
Let us join together in a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this feast that you set before us, for the goodness that we have taken in, and for the sustenance of your Spirit that will live on in our lives forever. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn of commitment today is God of the Ages, number 698. Won't you stand and sing? And if there are any here today who would like to profess their faith in Jesus Christ, renew that faith, or come forward to pray, we invite you to do so at this time. Celebrate birthdays, we think about the coming year, what we would like to do differently, how we would like to grow personally throughout that year. It is our country's birthday, independence and free. May we give a gift to our country this year by committing this day to pray for it. Pray for our leadership. Pray for world leaders that we may truly experience world peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.